On September 21st, thousands of walkers and runners will take over the Confederation Bridge to participate in the 45th annual Terry Fox Run, but it will take a significant volunteer effort to make it happen. Straight Shores resident Sharon Allen is one of those volunteers and is hoping to recruit about 90 people to help the morning event go smoothly. We called up Allen to find out more about the event and the call for volunteers.
Well, this is the 45th anniversary of the Terry Fox Run. It's a very unique opportunity. It's not often the Confederation Bridge gets closed down for events, but that's what's happening this year. Everyone knows what a worthwhile event the Terry Fox Foundation, what's been done over the years has been phenomenal with the millions of dollars that have been raised for cancer research. To make anything, any event like this successful, we always need people in the background. And funny, it's volunteers that help make these events so successful. Sometimes they get overlooked. I always want to send out a special thank you to anyone who's interested in volunteering, because we have so many roles that we need to have filled. We're expecting thousands of people to be taking part this year. And it's just, it's going to be fun as well as some hard work.
How many volunteers do you need to recruit now and get organized here?
Well, in total, we're looking for a little over 90. We have a small number that's already signed up, and it's wonderful that they have. We're so pleased with that. If anyone wants more information on that, the best place for them to go would be to terryfox.org/Confederation Bridge/. And on the website, you can find out more information about the run and volunteer opportunities. Everyone's asked to register there, and we will certainly be getting information about the volunteers that are available from that website. There are options in there where you can sign up for roles that you might like more than you have a choice of which roles you'd like to sign up for.
What kind of jobs are up for grabs?
Well, we're looking for people to help. There are going to be a lot of shuttle buses moving people around. We're looking for people to assist with making sure people get on the correct buses. We are going to have some people handing out some water. We need people who are going to be selling some Terry Fox merchandise, an information booth. It varies, the type of roles that are available.
Are you confident, you know, with the number of people you have so far, are you confident you can make it to the 90 volunteers you need?
I am always optimistic. I know people, once they're asked, especially in this area, always step forward. And I'm counting on the local residents and some people from a little bit further away to make the numbers we need a reality.
That's Sharon Allen, a Straight Shores resident, helping to coordinate at least 90 volunteers for Sunday, September 21st, when the Confederation Bridge will close to vehicle traffic to make way for thousands of runners in the 45th annual Terry Fox Run. Tantramar Mayor Andrew Black might just be among those runners. Black has run the bridge not once, but twice, well before he was elected to Sackville Town Council.
It's an incredible experience. I mean, you drive across the bridge. There are lots of signs that tell you that you're not allowed stopping, because obviously people would want to stop on the bridge and take pictures and look, because it's such an impressive structure. So you never really get an opportunity like this to walk across, run across, and see just what it's like to be up there and not in a vehicle. It's a really incredible experience.
Now, the weather, you know, in the Northumberland Strait can be, like, spotty.
Yes.
What was it? Do you recall what it was like the two times you were on the bridge?
Well, the last Terry Fox Run was beautiful. It was sunny. It was a little windy. But the sides of the bridge are high enough that you really don't feel a lot of that when you're on the bridge. So it was a beautiful day, and it was a wonderful run. The bridge is deceiving because there's you know, there's a sizable hump in the middle of it where ships would have to sail underneath of it. And so you can see it, but when you're running it, it's actually really hard. So when you hit that middle of the bridge and you're coming up that incline, it's pretty difficult. But then when you come down the other side, it's pretty much smooth sailing until the finish line.
And it's a 13-kilometer run. So, I mean, is that a challenge for you, or are you a runner? So that's no problem for you.
Well, I've kind of fallen off a little bit in running over the last few years. I would still consider myself to be a runner. I've run a bunch of different races. At the time, the 13, whatever it was, 13.1, I think, because of where it stopped and started, wasn't a challenge at that time. I suspect that if I run it this time, and I'm seriously considering, it'll be a lot more difficult, and it will probably result in me run walking.
Right, which is fine, because a lot of people actually do that.
Sure.
They walk the whole way. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And I mean, honestly, you know, if you're running, you may not, you know, you'll probably be going fairly quick, I would suspect, and maybe it wouldn't give you as much of an opportunity to really embrace and enjoy the view and just, you know, the structure that you're running on.
Now, you mentioned the view, and I know, like, in a car, you can't really see over the edge of the bridge. When you're running or walking, is it a much more expansive sort of view?
Well, I'm only, like, 5'8", so I had to kind of jump a little bit to sort of see over the edge.
Okay.
But, you know, if you walked over close enough to the edge and sort of peeked, you would get a really nice view. And it gives you a sense of just how high the bridge is, too, because, again, when you're in a car or a van, even if you were up off the road a little bit, you still don't get that impression. It just doesn't feel as real as it is when you're walking or running. So those people who, you know, are taller than 5'8", I think are certainly going to be in for a treat when they're going across and being able to see over the edge of the bridge.
That's Tantramar Mayor Andrew Black, who says he's considering joining the run across the Confederation Bridge for the third time, this time for the 45th annual Terry Fox Run on September 21st. Back in 2015, on the third ever Terry Fox Bridge run, Sackville resident and Tantramar's manager of tourism and business development, Ron Kelly Spurls, joined the fray to celebrate his 50th birthday. This year, we asked him if he had any advice for those considering the 13-kilometer trek across Canada's longest bridge.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just I think make sure to bring water and comfortable shoes and all those sorts of obvious things. And, you know, I would just say give it a try because, there's no judgment. I mean, I guess maybe there's a race aspect to it if you're one of the people in the front of it, but it's not, I don't think it's intended to be a race at all. So, you know, just go and challenge yourself. And if you feel like you aren't able to do the whole thing, then, you know, if that's okay. You can take a break if you need to, or you can stop and turn into running if you want to. Like, nobody will be judging you. It's a good experience. There was like a fundraising aspect to it too. So, you know, that kind of made it even more worthwhile. Just to know that you're doing something for a positive experience beyond your own experience. So, yeah, I think it's really worthwhile and really something fun and something that you'll remember if you do it.
The first ever Terry Fox run on the Confederation Bridge was in 2005 and saw more than 14,000 people walk the bridge to mark the 25th anniversary of Terry Fox's Marathon of Hope. Participants pay no entry fee for the event, but it is a fundraiser, with bridge runs in 2010 and 2015 raising about $1 million to go towards cancer research. Sharon Allen says the volunteer group coordinating the New Brunswick event will also be taking donations to help support activities on the New Brunswick side. A bridge run was planned for 2020, but was canceled due to the pandemic. The event is non-competitive, and anyone walking, running, or using wheelchairs or strollers are welcome to join, but participants must be registered by September 18th. More information is available at terryfox.org. This is Erica Butler, reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.